This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Man, I tell you, this song, let's play some more of it. It's like dying went to heaven, isn't it? That's why they say it's satanic. Because they get select big establishment religious institutions to come out and attack something beautiful. So people hear it and say, well, that's satanic. Hell, I'm going to join Satanism. Music in general is not satanic, folks. What's satanic is not caring about evil and not facing evil. And I happen to know folks that know Robert Plant, who wrote this song. This song is actually against the devil and against commercialism and people selling their soul. Turn it up. Here it is. I'll leave it at that. He gets really mad when people call him a Satanist. Now, Page did get into the occult and then got out of it. Here it is. Crank it up. Our shadows taller than our souls. Who shines white light. And if you listen very hard, you'll be a rock. All right, let's go back to David Knight here. I want to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour because I promised. We're going to start taking calls every day on every show. And so you think after all these years, the Sunday phone number is a different phone number than the weekday show that I still use GCN to take the calls in Minnesota, and they patch them through to us. And I've just been loyal to GCN. They're nice guys and still use them as a satellite uplink. But I'm in my own independent network, certified on paper for at least a decade. And, you know, Ted is my satellite provider, and he's a nice guy. I still intend to use GCN for some backups. But in the next few weeks, we're going to be going purely to our own phone systems in-house that are HD, that are better, that work better. You know, they got five phone lines at GCN. I'm not knocking them. But I'm going to get better, too, about when we say we're going to your calls, we're going to go to your calls. Because you go back in the day more than 10 years ago, I used to take more calls. I was good at taking them. I was a great talk show host in that regard. I'm terrible in that regard. And I've kind of been a bad steward of you as a brain trust because the audience brings up great points. They bring up great topics. They bring up great things I didn't know about. And the more I talk to you and the more calls I take, the better the callers are. So I was forgetting. What's our number? It's 877. What is it? 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. I've heard of that guy. And so we will be taking your phone calls coming up for first-time callers today. But once we get in the rigmarole of taking your calls every day, not just a couple times a week, we're going to get better at having just open phones for everybody. So 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX is the number for all of you to call. And I'm kind of being a piggy today because I'd asked David to co-host with me, but I am wound up ready to cover stuff. So after I give you this big news on the inside scoop on Bannon and the White House shakeup briefly. Start of the next segment, we'll get David's take on the week coming up, some of the big stories he's looking at, and then we'll play some of these clips I mentioned, and then we will go to your phone calls. Again, David Knight and the Real News launches tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at 8 a.m. Central. And the globalists hate our work, and they hate what we're doing, and they hate the fact that so much of what we do goes viral. And I know that when I take time to actually watch David when he's hosting the show and I name the clips and I put them out, David has some of the most viral videos and political views. We're talking 10, 20, 30 million views in some of his videos. But David just kind of, because we're all busy, it's nobody's fault, just kind of does the show and then it doesn't ever get packaged right. We are going to really get behind David Knight. We're going to really work on the social media to have him be a big old juicy torpedo that blows the globalist up.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners on radio, TV viewers across the planet, starting tomorrow on the 21st day of August, 2017, we'll ask, will the globalists be able to eclipse the new exploding independent Americana free market, pro-God, pro-choice, pro-freedom? When I say choice, we choose life. Transmission with David Knight. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 8 a.m. tomorrow, and it's so critical for all of you to get the feeds at InfoWars.com in the morning. It'll go up live at about 7:30 of the new show and the new podcast link for after the show and everything else to then get this out to everybody you know, David Knight. A lot of folks say, Alex, you're too bombastic. Alex, you're too hyper. I like David Knight. And, you know, absolutely, different strokes for different folks. I like listening to David Knight. I like listening to Joel Salente. I like listening to Ron Paul. I like listening to Matt Drudge, even though you only get to hear him about once every 2 years. I like listening to Donald Trump. I like listening to John Rappaport. Way more than I like listening to myself. And that's, or Mike Cernovich, or Roger Stone, or Owen Schroyer. And that's what this is all about. So you're going to have my show on 3-4 hours a day and then restream the rest of the time. And all their shows will be restreamed and archived. That's what we've built here. You say, have your own system. Google's censoring, Facebook censoring, Twitter censoring. You bet. We're building our own system while they try to kick us off Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of it. But that's why, while we're still there, make hay while the sun shines, spread the links, spread the articles, spread the videos, and help us in the info war defeat the globalists. What you're doing is changing the world. Let's go to this little piece done by Darren McBreen, heralding the launch of Real News.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp. We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege. They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Watch The Real News with David Knight. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 central at InfoWars.com/show.
So, bravo to that, and it's going to be great to be able to get on the treadmill or be going to the, you know, doctor's office or taking the kids to school and to not have to listen to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or local radio. I know I can just hit my app or even turn to a local station. I'm told may carry the show, and I can just bloop the free iPhone app and a Droid app or whatever. I got a digital radio I can tune on my car. Now cars come out, we just type in the website, comes right up. I got Infowars.com/show, programmed on that. Boom. And I'm going to hear David Knight with all the breaking news, latest info, the clips, everything. So very excited about that. You know, I'm going to do it next segment because there's not much left in this one, or there's like 6-7 minutes left. I'm going to hit the big news concerning the White House now and get to some of these other clips, but we have to do this. If just the nightly news and my show are giving the globalist conniption fits, we've got to launch other good talk show hosts who are, again, live in the time they are, to put the clips out from the live show, not just terrestrial radio, to then counter, because we are the talking point that's getting picked up by everybody. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, everybody. I'm not saying that to brag. I've known this for about 6-7 years. The enemy knows it and has figured it out. It's trying to shut all them down now to get at me. Okay, but the thing is, it's not just like I made these talking points up. I've studied black budget, black ops, globalism, COG, all these things, so I understand it. And people high level go, no, listen to this guy. He's got it right. Folks that can't tell Sean Hannity classified stuff, they just go, Alex Jones. And Sean Hannity's meetings is like, Alex Jones, the conspiracy guy? This happened about 6 months ago. He goes, yeah. He goes, really? I go, yeah, basically, you take it word for word. Ask Hannity. I mean, I was in talking to folks that were in those meetings with him. But the point, that's why suddenly he saw at the DNC, he saw Knight, it's about 8 months ago. He was like, I really like you guys now. Keep up the good work, because nobody's perfect. I used to dislike people I like now. We all change. We all grow. Hannity's talented, super hardworking, great guy. The fact that he's the new Alex Jones and bigger than I am in some respects, wonderful, wonderful. But we need to get David Knight and other people prominently out there who are just as smart as I am, just as informed, just as on target. So, David, you won't just be hosted every few weeks now. I know you wanted this, but I better not. I don't think I will. I think you'll get more energy doing it. But doing a three-hour show, and I'll still want you to come on some, too. Just get ready to really enter the arena. Are you ready?
Absolutely. I'll let you know you were talking earlier about your new site, newswars.com. And, of course, we could just go with Infowars.com, but it's a different look to it. It's a different feel. It's going to have a little bit different content, but it's going to be basically the same.
That's your website,
so it's
like, too.
Exactly.
Infowars is yours, too, David. We're almost together.
So, but the point is that when you sell the different supplements and things like Quay, or you have Caveman, you've got them in different flavors. Same thing with your toothpaste. So you've got different flavors, basically the same stuff, but it's packaged in a slightly different way, just like we have a new look on a new website. And so that's basically what is behind this. And we look at one of the things I liked about News Wars, besides the nice, clean look of it, looks like a newspaper. One of the things that they put at the top, I think, to get back at the Washington Post, they've got the kind of strange subtitle for the Washington Post. They say, Democracy Dies in Darkness. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. We see the left. We see the corporate media pushing back. We've got a story that's on Drudge Report today.
Exactly.
From Pajama Media.
Their slogan is what they're doing to us.
Exactly.
But I think we said tyranny dies in the light. Tyranny dies in the light.
Yes. And you know as well as I do, when we had this, we went to that protest there at Planned Parenthood. My wife was there. We had signs saying, this is genocide against black people. And the protesters, the counter-protesters, showed up with black signs. They had nothing to say in defense of abortion. Instead, they showed up with their black signs to try to eclipse our message. Now, I think it's significant that the real news is starting on Eclipse Day, because that's the tactic of the left. They don't want to argue. They simply want to censor you, and they want to shut you down. And so we got this story from Pajama
Media. That's a good
Media.
Point. Can we search engine? What was the headline like? Communists attack InfoWars and anti-abortion rally, I think, is the main video. We did a live feed. They showed up with black tar paper and were physically attacking us.
Yeah.
And then black people were going, we murder our children. Shut up. We're going to kill the blacks. And you're just like, what the hell? And that's not the first time that's happened. I've told the story of weird black people with, like, green skin. If the whites have green skin, they have green skin. It's all like they're demonic, just like in a movie. Just like in Omega Man, everybody has green skin. And they're just like, we're going to kill them and you won't stop. And then they start going, like it's Exorcist or something. And it really makes you believe in God when you go out and people are going, they're going to kill the blacks, racist. You'll never stop us from killing the blacks. And, I mean, it's just, it's insane. And your wife's like, you know, I have a daughter adopted. And they're like, shut up, white devil. You just did it just a moral signal. Better to kill that baby. I mean, and then it's they all tried, on video. You cannot.
That's right. And then they tried to spit on my daughter. So they, fortunately, the glass is up, but they saw her in the car and they spit on the glass where my daughter was that we had adopted. This is what's happening now, though, Alex. We've got Google working with liberal groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center to algorithmically censor people to label them as hate groups. And, of course, who are they labeling as hate groups? We've had the Southern Poverty Law Center this last week put out more lists, and this isn't the first time they've done it. They put Christian groups on there, like Family Research Council, like the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Not so much
act. Yeah, and so they put them out, label them as hate groups. Why? Because they stand for traditional marriage. Martin Luther King stood for traditional marriage. Are they going to remove his name from all the streets? Are they going to tear down the monuments?
Calling for removing him. They're calling him a homophobe, and they're calling him a transphobe.
Well, that's where it
actually,
goes.
Actually, major universities are removing Martin Luther King now.
Yeah.
Because he said, judge somebody off what they do. Yeah. You fix my car? I don't care what color you are. If you're good at it, you play good music. I don't care what color you are. You got good Southern cooking? There's some black restaurants on the east side. I got the best Southern cooking over there. And you bet I'm in there eating like a little pig because they don't know how to cook it. There's some black barbecue joints in East Austin. I go there not because they're black, because the barbecue falls off the bone. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, we're playing his music not because he's black, but because that music's got what it takes, baby. I got something, and I'm super bad.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Worldwide, defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday global transmission. The start of the next segment, JK, Ryan, Sean, Don, Kim, Nicole, many others were going to you. Sean gave us a little comment that reminds me of something I forgot to write about or cover Friday. My wife used an Uber to go see some of her friends here in Seattle while I was working Friday. And they sent her this whole email about racism is everywhere. Trump is a KKK member. There's evil racist everywhere. Please report it to us immediately. Help us deny service to anybody that's a Nazi. I mean, they're just creating a hysteria. Where meanwhile, I'm walking down the street and they're trying to attack me. There's just pure bullying. It's a full corporate press. And I believe it's going to backfire. But Sean says email from his job calling Trump a Nazi. So we're going to go to him first at the start of the next segment with David Knight, who is riding shotgun today, but will be hosting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central, The Real News. We're going to build the whole new radio/TV network around that. And we've got Infowars.com/show, affiliate links. We're on the big establishment, you know, satellite. We lease time, big contract I signed for the next year to put out his show live on that, then it archives so they can play it anytime they want off the Star Guide systems. And I've signed the contracts for two other shows that start. One of them hadn't been announced yet. One of them is War Room that starts on the 4th of September. So we're busy hiring people, moving forward. Thanks for all your prayers. Thanks for everything you do out there. Infowarsstore.com is where you can get great products and fund the operation. But before we go to those callers, I wanted to mention just some big breaking news. And I was told I could basically get into this from both sources. I'm going to be very, very careful about what I get into here. I don't really care about regular court or palace intrigue in an administration. If the palace intrigue is just globalist against globalist, trying to get control of the president so they themselves can get better sweetheart deals. We've seen Democrats and Republicans sell out our infrastructure, our military, the Panama Canal, our missile secrets, arm North Korea, fund the Arab Spring. Bipartisanly, both groups are against Trump. And that's why I'm proud to stand against the media bullies, the Hollywood bullies, the Saudi Arabian bullies, the Islamic bullies, the Chinese communist bullies, the EU bullies, the Democrats, all of it, the demonizations, the thugs in the street, the useful idiots, because I know I'm right, and we're going to change the world together, because we're not the yes men. You know, selling gasoline in hell. We're selling snow cones in hell. We're selling, you know, ice cold iced tea in the middle of the Sahara Desert. We're selling what folks want, what we want, treating folks like we want to be treated. Good old fashioned straight up shooting. I couldn't sit around and scheme anything. I'm just straight up. Everybody knows that. And the globalists just don't know what to do at this point. But I don't just get into White House intrigue to cover White House intrigue. But, you know, we tell you, hey, Trump's going to announce no boots on the ground. 3 days later, he does it on Syria. Or we tell you, yeah, Priebus and Spicer are going to be out Friday. It happens exactly as we told you on Monday. We just have to prove to you here, you know, we told you a few weeks ago. No, he is out. Bannon is out for this book, Devil's Bargain, where he takes credit for everything. And a lot of stuff that Trump actually did and that other people did, he takes credit for in Devil's Bargain. And it's not about Trump wanting the credit or other people that actually made those shots getting the credit. Some of it's my work. I don't want the credit. I'm just telling you that was part of the issue. And the Army, you know, he took credit for stuff the Army did. And look, I'm not here criticizing Bannon. I think he's super smart, a great asset. I love Breitbart. I'm not in competition with Breitbart. I'm not here to count coup. When we knew he was out 2 weeks ago, I was bemoaning it. David Knight thought it was a really bad sign that Trump was getting rid of loyalists and the few patriots that were remaining. I called David 2 days ago, and I said, we should wait on this. And I never tell hosts what to say or do. I didn't tell him what to do. I just said, I don't know yet. I'm talking to a lot of people that are very close to this and making some phone calls. And I think it's just classic power struggles. Bannon's a great guy, a patriot, not a racist, a great guy. He got in there, though, and his great sin was thinking they'd eat him last. Well, finally, they got to him. And so he brought in the generals. He brought in McMaster. He brought in Rex Tillerson and all these corporate guys who are executing Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. So all I care about is the president's agenda is executed. He may take goblins, his goblin guides, going into a goblin's nest, as long as he's not, you know, kissing goblins and the goblins are vomiting everywhere, catch him in bed with a goblin, you know, succubus with a goblin. As long as that's not going on, we're cool. And so far, he's gotten more done than I thought he would in 7 months. But right now, we're in a holding pattern. Overall, I can tell you, though, that it was over the inner fighting. And it was over Bannon fighting with Jared and Ivanka and then McMaster and Bannon kind of teaming up against Scaramucci. And then out of the wreckage of Scaramucci, Bannon 2 weeks ago said he was going to do his resignation. And I'd been told he was going to resign 2 weeks ago within 3 days. I guess for whatever reason they had him hold off on it. It had nothing to do with Charlottesville. That's just a fact. And they're admitting that. And I love Breitbart. I love the work they're doing. Really great folks. Really good nationalist patriots. And so I sleep good at night knowing they're there. It's like I sleep good at night knowing DrudgeReport.com is there. Because, you know, I don't want to walk point all the time. It's good to have those folks out there with their professionalism, their funding, their crowdsourcing, everything they're doing. But it is of concern because right now the president says, now I'll get my agenda done. Now I want peace. I don't want to hear I'm not getting my agenda done because there's infighting. Well, the infighting was over what was left of loyal opposition battling. And now you got deep staters that have brought in Condoleezza Rice around the State Department and brought in Petraeus's people and Soros's people at National Security with McMaster. More and more it looks like from my high-level sources that the kingpin is a.k.a. General Mattis, a.k.a. the real Palpatine. And so that's the big rooster in the hen house there. And as long as these are American eggs we're laying, I don't have a problem who's running around with a rooster, you know, behavior. But I'm going to get real upset if things start going sideways at this point. So let's wait and see. If they're telling Trump, we'll get your agenda done now, sir. We'll get those tax cuts, sir. We'll get Obamacare repealed, sir. We'll get the border secured. A lot of it they've already done. And we'll get our military strengthened again. And we'll finish knocking out ISIS. I mean, incredible successes. And we'll have the seven, you know, nation ban, which we've successfully had. And North Korea's kind of halfway back down. So Trump's just having devastating success. You watch mainstream media, you'd think he'd totally blown himself up. We're going to come back, talk to David Knight about this, play some clips, and go to calls. But David Knight, what do you think of what I just said?
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. One of the things I'm worried about, we reported on this on Friday, was the fact there's going to be a Camp David meeting with the generals and Trump. And now we see that McMaster says, we've reached a decision on an Afghan strategy after rigorous debate. He said, Trump really did come in with a different course of action, and I think he now needs a weekend to collect his thoughts on how he's going to explain it to the American people. That looks very ominous to me. I'm very concerned about what these generals are going to do with our foreign policy.
Well, I hadn't seen that quote. I'm going to come back and leave with that. What an undermining.
Yeah.
That sounds like they don't agree with the president on this longest war, 16 years.
Yes.
and that they think he's a bad guy, and they're undermining him. Well, you know, this is the moment of truth. He's getting rid of people one after the other is what he says. And gonna find out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's David Knight, 8 a.m. weekdays. Yeah, crank it up. Woo!
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, most talk show hosts are really good at plugging their websites. But I should just get on the air and just look at the news articles and videos, and every segment play a video and comment on them. Look at this quote. Now, I don't want to say this on air, or they'll edit it out on the news and then say that I said this. You know what? I can't live like that. If they're going to edit what I'm going to say and play it to say I'm racist, let them do it. I'm going to read what the lady says on the video. Seriously. And again, we'll see who wins. We'll see if they can eclipse the truth, eclipse reality. There's video here up on InfoWars.com. Quote, stupid black bitch supposed to be on our side, Antifa yells as black officer during Boston protest. It's a liberal city. The police are out there. They're letting you beat up the Trump supporters, beat up old women. In fact, let's play that segment in a minute of the woman. We have that clip right in the video on yesterday. A 70-something years old woman who ever being beaten up because she has an American flag, being stomped, and a bunch of skanky white chicks go, "You deserve it. You know, you're pro-Trump." Stupid black bitch supposed to be on our side. Antifa yells at black officer during Boston protest. That's just called civilization. That's just your police. But there's just this bring everything down. Everything's our enemy. If a building's named Lynch, get rid of it, because that means lynch black people. It's just rolling over to virtue signal to anything and everything. It is insane. White House petition calls on Trump to officially recognize the Antifa as a terrorist organization. Here's another one. New York Times applauds far-left violence. So does the Washington Post. So does CNN. So does MSNBC. They say it's good to go out and, if somebody's a conservative, basically kill them. They want a civil war. Then they're always claiming I'm calling for violence. Comedian Dick Gregory, guest on the show, civil rights activist. He disagreed with me some of the last few years of Obama, but it doesn't matter. He was a great guy. He died. And I just got word Jerry Lewis died. You know, he exposed that muscular dystrophy was mainly either in utero or also after a deficiency in nutrients. They learned at zoos to give the folks nutrients, and that would stop. And then they kicked him off of it once he found basically that the root cause, like scurvy, is caused by no vitamin C. Asphyxiation is not having oxygen. You know, same thing. A lot of these diseases are from nutrient deficiencies. There you go, Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. And Lord have mercy, great balls of fire. David Knight's riding shotgun with us. David, I want to go to Sean, Ryan, J.K., Don, Kim, Nicole, Fontaine, what a cool name, and others before this transmission ends. But any comments on just the frothing anti-everything from the left now? They've truly gone insane.
Well, you know, Alex, it's kind of like Mike Judge's Idiocracy, but it's very violent. You know, Idiocracy, they weren't that violent, but now they are very violent. And we have an article
Idiocracy
here from...
Idiocracy meets Road Warrior.
Yeah. Let me read you this headline from the Washington Post. Democrats say Confederate monuments are now white supremacist rallying points. No, they're Democrat rallying points. And we've had Democrats. We had a black lady who was a former councilman.
And by the way, all those white supremacists, all those people were Democrats.
That's right.
It's damn statues of Democrats.
That's right. There was a headline back in North Carolina, one of the news sites said the North Carolina governor said, I'm going to get rid of all the Confederate monuments and so forth and so on. So the headline, the subtitle was, the governor says he's going to erase Democrat history. And that's really what we're talking about, because that was the history. That was the Democrats enacted Jim Crow laws.
If you know history... If you know history, it's so insulting how they flipped it all around and double-crossed Christian white conservatives that did all this freeing up of everybody, and then they turned it around on my grandfather and people that put their ass up on the line to do all this. And I guess he might have been wrong. I mean, I'm defending that they got rid of segregation and stuff. I'm glad they did. But then they brought in something worse. It's like they stabbed true liberalism in the back with the dirtbag Democratic Party. So now they've made something just as bad. But that's a lot of times an evil gets replaced with an evil. David, you brought up the quote by a general. Read that again, though. Criticizing the president, saying, oh, he'll have to give this strategy on Monday and make sense. Well, your 16-year failed war that's killed tens of thousands of people and up opium production nine times what it was, that's a damn failure. So I miss it. Which one of the gang of three Which one of those generals said that?
That was Mattis, and they've been talking about the fact they're going to go from about 4,000 to about 8,400 troops. So they said, no, we're going to go further than that. And he said Trump came in with a very different course of action. I think he now needs the weekend to collect his thoughts about how he's going to explain it to the American people, that evidently the generals have told him what the new strategy is going to be, and he's got to figure out how he's going to explain that to the American people. And I want to read you one other thing, too, Alex. And this is back with AP talking about generals Mattis and Kelly.
Every time it's how he's going to collect his thoughts. Every time one of these damn generals talks, he's talking about how they're going to control the president.
Yeah,
let
me tell you how condescending they are about this. The AP reported a couple of weeks ago that Mattis and Kelly, when he was still Secretary of Homeland Security, agreed that in the earliest weeks of Trump's presidency, one of them would remain in the United States at all times to keep tabs on the orders that were rapidly emerging from the White House.
Because we broke that first.
Yeah.
We broke that first. Is that in the news now?
That's in the news now.
That
was part of when they were talking about, hey, look, the generals and the New Yorkers have got his back. They don't have his back. We're talking, when they talk about New Yorkers, they're talking about the Goldman Sachs bankers and the Wall Street people. They don't have his back. What they're saying is, we're keeping him in line with what all of you want. And if you look at what the mainstream press is saying, they said, oh, this is really good. These guys are in control, enacting a very rigid chain of command. And, of course, remember, they were saying about Bannon. Oh, no, he's controlling the president.
His orders. They'll countermand his orders. Yeah, absolutely. This is going into coup territory.
Yes, yes. It's not a bad thing that they're controlling.
Something big's going to happen. They said the next few months they're going to remove him. Does he even know what's happening? It's up to us to get the word out. We don't want to go off half-cocked, but I'm pretty close to shooting up the bat signal. Let's go to some phone calls here. David Knight launches a new show tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. All of you in the InfoWar tomorrow, on your email, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, tell folks he's covering critical issues and breaking news. The new conservative libertarian network launched as Fox News begins to implode. We fill that vacuum with the Patriot information. Sean in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Wanted to call in to let you know I work at one of the big four accounting firms. Just don't want to bore your audience, just to let your audience know what big four accounting firms do. We're the ones that look at the financial statements of every publicly traded company so that investors can know whether or not the financial information they give them is true or not. So just getting that in the back. So these are, you know, very important companies.
So there's only like two or three companies that certify the stocks, the bonds, that rate the companies.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to take a risk here because I think I need to be specific. If I get fired for this, screw it. It's worth it. So I work at Ernst & Young. Mark Weinberger is the CEO of Ernst & Young. He was on the President's Policy and Strategy Forum. As you know, that kind of fell apart in the last few days as each CEO decided that they want to virtue signal out to the rest of America about what great liberals they are. So just to give you a little background of that. So after that got disbanded, he sent out a firm-wide email to all 60,000 employees here at Ernst & Young. And I'd like to read, with your permission, the first couple paragraphs of this email. However, I do have a question. Would you like me to read it in a normal voice or in a liberal voice?
Do it however you want. I wish the show was 5 hours long. Please black out your name, whatever. Send it to David Knight so we can post that in the morning and have this be a top story in the morning. But show tips at InfoWars.com. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I was going to say, well, here you go. Policy and Strategy Forum announcement from Mark Weinberger, CEO of Ernst & Young. As much as I believe in engagement and dialogue today with my fellow members of the U.S. President's Policy and Strategy Forum, we made the decision to disband the group. As I have previously stated publicly, I am deeply saddened and disturbed by the tragic and deplorable act that took place in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend, in addition to the increasing divisiveness we are living with our community. Groups who stand for bigotry and hate have no place in our society.
Stay there. Finish on the other side, Sean. This is important. We'll be...
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Under collectivist models, both communist, fascists, and socialists, they will wreck and ruin everything so they can dominate it and control it. We're fighting that. We've got amazing callers, and I'm in the final segment. I'm a bad boy. But we're just going to get better about your calls. But the calls are so good. Sean, finish your letter. from one of the big ratings companies that you were reading about the demonization of Trump. While I show folks a email sent out to Uber users about KKK's everywhere. We're watching and we hope things aren't too dangerous. Hysteria. Meanwhile, the New World Order is like run by a Nazi, George Soros. So, but go ahead and finish your letter there, Sean.
Yep. So we just ran around. This is from the CEO of Ernst & Young, Mark Weinberger, who was on the CEO forum explaining why he left it. So just to skip the boring part, he says, the groups who stand for bigotry and straight and hate have no place in our society and should be denounced. There should be no place in society for such views, and there is no moral equivalence between those who are motivated by hate and those who oppose them. As with many of you, I was disappointed in President Trump's reaction to these events. I believe leaders should unite rather than divide people. This is the CEO of one of the most significant companies in the United States sending out complete propaganda crap to all of his employees. It's an insult.
Oh, I've got Uber email here just saying, we're all bracing, we're all under attack, it's all horrible, we're all dead. Oh my God, let's all stick together. That means do whatever the big banks say. They're robbing us all, so they create a fake tribalism that we're all fighting with each other according to what color we are. Thank you so much, Sean. Since we have the clip, here it is from Boston, a black lady yelling at another black lady who's a police officer, screaming at her that she's on the bad guy side. She's on the white people's side because she's a cop. Again, folks, this is the brainwashing. Here it is. I don't know how good that audio translated over the radio, but you can clearly see it when she's saying it, you know, with the lower audio and her lips moving. But there's so much noise. We got JK, we got Ryan, we got Kim, we got Don, we got Nicole, we got Fontaine, we got Josh. We got all these people to go to. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Don in Seattle, where I am, for a few more hours. Don, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. Just a special thank you for your Survival Shield X2 and your BioTruth Selenium, life-changing. And then also another thank you for your Secret 12. I have the injections, vitamin B12 for injections. Boy, you have saved me a sore hip. And then also
your traveler,
your ProPure Traveler. The water tastes so sweet. The only bad thing is I'm drinking over a gallon a day. But thank you for all of them, and I'll yield my time to somebody else. But I just wanted to thank you for your fine products.
Well, thank you. I think we're calling about the ostrich syndrome in Seattle.
Yes,
but,
I was.
I wanted to hear. Tell us about ostrich syndrome.
Well, the ostrich syndrome is basically up in Seattle. Out here, everyone buries their head in liberal ideas, and that is their sand. Them liberal ideas. And they believe that them liberal ideas are going to save them, and they all sit there. The whole bodies are exposed. They don't care. And, you know, that's just basically what the bottom line is. But I just wanted basically really to thank you for your products, and you have a nice day, and I'll let somebody else get on the line.
Well, God bless you, brother. He sounds like the guy that says, we're a Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you. What a great guy. Everybody outside Seattle is super awake. Most folks here are listeners. It's just that they're like a priesthood of like they're so proper and they are the good people and you are the Nazi. It's like, dude, you're crazy. You're a fruit loop. I want to live in America and have lower taxes and be able to defend myself and not be told I'm evil all day because I'm white. You're the people pushing racism, and it's literally white people. I've had like 50 white people come over and say F you, and one black dude come over and go, man, you like racism? And I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. I'm not trying to like virtue signal and go, the minorities are real nice, but white people are whacked out. Something's wrong with them. Let's go ahead and talk to Fontaine from the great state of California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex Fontaine. Hey, I just want to say I got found a lot of influence in how you involved your child's mom. I'm a single dad, too. And I let my kid be with the mom as much as possible. But on that subject, he's forced to watch CNN in school in sixth grade. And he comes home and tells me that everything's okay, Dad. We apologize to North Korea, and we don't have to worry about getting nuked now. I thought, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, when I was in high school 25 years ago, they made us watch in multiple times a day because the, quote, government paid for the TVs in every classroom. So we had to watch corporate commercials, MTV, and CNN every day.
Yeah, now it's called CNN 10 or CNN Student. I think they changed it, too. But, you know, what do I do? I'm going to go to the school board or the whatever school meeting.
CNN is force-fed. You need to point out they're anti-American. They have a bias, and you need to file suit on the city. They'll make them change the channel. And look, CNN is only seen in hotel lobbies, bars, restaurants, airports, and government training camps. And so I totally agree with you. It's time to absolutely raise a stink and say, listen, we're not going to be bombarded by this bullying garbage. We have to get aggressive just like they've been. God bless you, Fontaine. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Amy in the great state of New Jersey. Amy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's great talking to you. My husband is to blame for me being obsessed with your show. He's the one who woke me up.
God bless him.
Yeah, he's wonderful. We're the few Jews that support our president, and we're not the Trotsky ones like the liberals in my family.
No, I totally understand.
You're
not the Trotsky ones that are constantly trying to kill Jews. Yeah.
Absolutely, that are so brainwashed, and you know, they're in their little bubble, and you know, and all that. But you did mention about the Antifa. About my state did declare it as a domestic terrorism. We have a
that's good for Chris Christie. He did a good job.
That's the only thing. I don't like him otherwise because he ruined the schools here with.
Well, Antifa has been calling for killing cops, and I mean, if you just randomly call for killing people, I think that's terrorist, don't you?
Well, absolutely, but why? Well, what's been taking so long for this to be done by our president, who should have called it out when he was talking about the thing in Charlottesville? He says, you know, you got to name it for what it is. We named, you know, radical Islamic terrorism. It's time to give it a name. You know, there's so many people out there that don't and never have heard of it. If you went to my mother-in-law, my parents, they have never heard of the word Antifa. There are so many people that don't know what it is. He needs to get
They're basically, communist, cop-hating, anti-Semitism is like their main deal. They love radical Islam.
Oh, I know. The problem is he needs to do this on Tuesday night in Phoenix when everybody's there, when he has the big TV viewership.
He needs to say the KKK is a terrorist organization, and he needs to say an Antifa is a terrorist organization.
Absent is democratic found, and also he needs to declare BLM and the Muslim Brotherhood to be domestic terrorist groups too. And the CIA.
I think that's something everybody should tweet at Trump. We should all call that all week. BLM, Antifa. He needs to declare them terrorist groups. He needs to go on the offense
and go after Soros. And explain.
Yes, ma'am. Amy, I'm out of time. I wanted to get to Josh, Nicole, and Kim. Nicole and Kim, let's get their names, numbers, and Josh. You get a free T-shirt of your choice. CNN's fake news, InfoWars is real news, Molon Lobby, whatever T-shirt you want, your choice. Let's get all three of those callers I didn't get to, names and numbers. They'll send you out a free T-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. If folks want to support us, great job to the crew. Great job to the listeners. Great job to Amy. That's a great last caller to go to. I'm sorry I didn't get to more. David Knight, tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. David's a great guy. His show getting syndicated across America is going to really help people. But I don't want us to just get 50, 60 affiliates in the next 6 months. That's my goal. I want to go over 100 affiliates in the next 6 months. That's up to you. Our great station's listening. David is a really professional guy, better than I am in many ways. Perfect for your station. So, David Knight, you got 30 seconds. Say bye to folks.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, she's talking about can we get Antifa declared a terrorist organization? Well, we've got McMaster, who has endorsed a book that says that al-Qaeda terrorism is simply resistance, that jihad is peaceful. He cannot say radical Islamic terrorism. And anybody who says it in the White House is going to be put out. That's the...
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them. Because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.